This is a very special time, an amazing weekend lies before us, and a very special place that God has called us to be at today. So we want to take a few minutes to introduce those who are new to this event, and I'd like to ask that the individuals who book them will take the time to introduce them as we work around the room, and then we will spend a little bit of time with them on the schedule, and then we'll spend and giving us Father Jeremy, that angel, the tradition of hundreds of years, Lord, of your presence in amongst our midst. Lord, we ask for a special blessing on Father Jeremy this weekend, but we also ask for a special blessing on us. We need your spirit. We need your guidance. And we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Would you like for me to cover the schedule, Laura?
Okay. So, I'm going to put the baby together again, and it's hard to think saturation in the scripture can be in all of our lives, renewal of our own prayer. I know many of you better, and I know your prayer life. You have great gifts of prayer already. These are gifts from the Holy Spirit to you. A pancake dough has no limits. And so, of course, one can build more in the life of prayer. And that's what I hope that this year's retreat will really be for us. We long to pray well. We long to pray, and the world needs us to pray, and we need to pray ourselves. We are most ourselves as Christians in prayer. And so, this is the renewal that we're undertaking. And just that we're here is already the sign of that. That said, let's open to your verses, and then we'll just kind of, as I say, sort of roll through them with a few words about each of the verses that are there. First of all, Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. So, there we are with this enormous promise at the beginning of this project. And it's something for us to admit, and it's good for us to admit it, and it's always the case, even after you've prayed well for decades, we do not know how to pray as we ought. Speak this word anew. And at the same time, hear the beautiful offer, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. And the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And that's a part of what we can say as we're making this effort to enter into our room alone and in secret. And we don't know what to do if we actually do that. Take up in your minds, as we begin to do this first, where is your space of prayer? And as you pray the space of prayer, and begin to imagine it, and renew it, and think of all sorts of possibilities of spaces and times for prayer as we move through this retreat. Because in all those ways, the Spirit will help us. And the Spirit will put us in touch with a place in ourselves from which deep sighs emerge. And that is the Spirit interceding in us and through us. You can have around a million different questions. What do you care about most? Who do you care about most? What you're worried about? What you're glad about? Your world or your family? Interceding, the Spirit interceding for us with sighs to be for words. So, I mean, when it began, it's an enormous piece of theology that Paul gives us here, huh? And that it is the Spirit praying in us. Also, right from the start, let's bow and read it on Luke 11, verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, Jesus, of course, and then he ceased. One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. So this is where we begin our retreat. All of us say that right now. You know, that's our prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. Not Father Jeremy, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. And this is in Luke's account, and the next verse, I didn't put it there, but the next verse is our Father, the liturgy of the Lord's Prayer. And so, this is a magnificent text. And again, I'm willing to apply each one of us a prayer. And each one of us a prayer, suddenly there will come the Lord whom you seek. Behold, I'm sending a messenger to prepare the way before me. And those messengers are constantly here with us. Maybe I'm that messenger. I'm saying, hey, pay attention to this and there we have to that space. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. This is the power of this word. This is the force of this promise. Of prayer. So we have begun. Son. We're looking at this text right now for the three times a day. We'll come back to it in another context when we need to talk a little about what the room's like and how that windows. So those are standards we're following as well. Rooms, windows, everything is all part of the space of prayer. But let's think now right now of three times a day. And we'll always terrible to him, and the Father comes up and entreats him to go in. And so I think we should see ourselves also there. He's coming out to you and entreating you to enter. This is God. Running toward you like you ran toward the younger son. Running toward the younger son and giving him singing and dancing. And then when somebody else doesn't come and treat him, he'll come in. So, these are verses that will help us to feel the force of the decision to go in. Your decision to go into prayer. And I want you in this retreat, I am inviting you in the Lord's name to enter in. Show me guidance, the Father, running. You know that detail, I don't know how long I've heard this story, but in the ancient world, for an old man to run was considered like really low class. Bad dignity lost. You know? So this is bad. Bad dignity lost. Running toward us. Please come in. Please come in for what I have to give you. So, let's look at other places where this struggle to enter can be strengthened for us. Luke 13:24. Strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. So this strive to enter in Greek, it's the same thing. The word agony comes from that. And it's the same word that describes Jesus' agony in the garden. So yeah, prayer is a major effort. It's costly. Strive for it. Strive to enter through the narrow door. In some ways, we could say the personal drama of Jesus in